Keep that music flowing. Up next is a debut release by Aaron Strassner Quartet. The album's called Haymarket Station, and we'll check into the track Amtrak. You're listening to Modern Jazz Today. It's been a long time coming, but Serafin LaRiviere is out with a new album called Unravel. We're going to check into the classic take on the a-ha tune, Take On Me. Then Kenny Polson's got a new album called Colors of Brazil. and we'll check into the classic tune, Caravan. Let's kick this off.
Talking. queued up and ready to go for your listening pleasure is Sarah Jerome from her new album Dream Logic. We're going to listen to Fata Morgana.
You're tuned into Modern Jazz Today. Up next is female trombonist Shannon Gunn. The album's called Guns A-Blazin', and we're going to check into Missing Perspective. Let's dig in.
Hummingbirds have been revered as symbols of beauty, freedom, and life for thousands of years. In ancient Mexico, Mayan rulers adorned elaborate headdresses with their image. For the Aztecs, hummingbirds embodied the power of the god Huitzilopochtli. But over the last several centuries, hummingbirds became victims of a grim ritual: love spells. Today, some brujos, who practice an eclectic kind of witchcraft, claim that carrying a hummingbird close to your heart can make someone fall in love with you. The hummingbirds are illegally trapped, killed, wrapped in red cloth with herbs, and sold as amulets called chuparosa charms. With a promise of eternal devotion, the chuparosa charms are marketed to superstitious buyers in Mexico and the United States, where they are smuggled for sale on the black market. Poaching for love spells puts additional pressure on hummingbird species already struggling because of habitat loss and climate change, and authorities are cracking down. Possessing, selling, or killing a hummingbird for these rituals can lead to prison time and heavy fines. Contrary to deadly superstitions, a hummingbird's true magic is in the flash of wings, the glint of feathers,